Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Now, today is part two of my three-part interview with just a fantastic guest. Stephen Kuhn is the co-author of a book, Unleash Your Humble Alpha. Own your own presence in life and become the epic leader that you are meant to be. And we started this interview yesterday. We don't have time to rewind it and play it again for you. There's so much information in there. If you missed yesterday's episode, go back and catch up, because we're just driving straight on through today. Today, Stephen's going to be telling us about how to have a commanding presence when you walk into the room without even trying. We're going to talk about the last goal-setting course you're ever going to need. We're going to talk about managing expectations, and then we're going to start getting into the book of Unleash Your Humble Alpha, and then we'll be concluding the book interview portion tomorrow. But you do not want to miss today's episode. So let's jump now right back into the interview with Stephen Kuhn.
That's awesome. And you talk about working with actors and politicians, etc. How did you get to the place where they started seeking you out?
I seeked them out. Is that a word, seeked? I'm soaked. I was sought. There we go. I was saying, I speak German and Hungarian, so sometimes I forget.
And mix them all up. I did the same with Korean and English.
There you go. Wow, I'd like to hear that. The first one was Mick Jagger. So I heard on the radio that he was in Berlin for 3 weeks, giving concerts and stuff with the Stones. And I also heard at the very end, and his bodyguard stayed in Berlin, or in London, because he hurt his back. And so I went to his hotel, waited for him, went up to him and said, "Hey, I'm Mick Jagger. I'm your new bodyguard, Stephen Kuhn." And they're like, he's like, "Who? What? I'm your new bodyguard." He's like, "Well, who sent you?" I said, "I sent me." "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, your bodyguard stayed in London. I'm here. I'm American. I speak German. I know the city like the back of my hand. I'm a veteran." Right. And he goes, "Go ahead and talk to CJ." And CJ was his, I don't know what he was, head of something. And he said, "Look, I got one question for you. And then you have the job if you get it right." I'm like, "Okay, what is it?" And he said, "Do you know where to get the best German sausage?" I said, "I do indeed." He goes, "You're hired." How's 400 bucks a day? That was it. 3 weeks, 400 bucks a day. That was my first job. And then I realized the reason that worked was, A, I went to solve a problem, right? He didn't have a bodyguard. I have a new one. And it was like, I was in front of him. He could only say yes. Number two, I had zero expectations. I can't control it. I can't control the outcome. So my intention was always important. Now, I didn't know I was doing that back then, only upon, you know, sort of research after in my life, like, wow, that's how I did that. Because I did it with Olivia as well, Olivia Newton-John. Met her with a friend on a beach. Yeah. Met her with a friend on the beach in Jupiter, Florida. And, you know, he introduced me and I just said, "Yeah, well, let's do this. I want to take your company to Europe. I live in Europe. I know different languages." And we ended up taking it to six countries.
Wow.
And it was just like that. Now, later, people started coming to me when they started seeing my profile was being raised. Mm-hmm. But it's all through the relational capital. It literally is. Whoever I met, it didn't matter if I met him for a second or a year. It's always the same process.
Wow.
It becomes intrinsic.
And awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I met Bill Clinton. We I think he blew off his entire meeting just to talk to me. Because I walked up and said, "Hey, William Jefferson Clinton, how you doing? Are you enjoying Berlin?" And he was like, "Oh, hey, yeah." And he just, you see what I did? Those two things that I did there is I used Mick Jagger's full name, I used Olivia's full name, and I used Bill Clinton's full name.
You didn't.
If I'd walked up to him and said, "Hey, Slick Willie," or "Bill," or "Will," or whatever, that he'd been like, "Who's this guy?" Or if I said "President," then I would have been like a fan, I guess you could say, or a follower. But I used his whole name. He's like, "Who's this guy?" Right. Yeah. So he's immediately open for
caught his attention.
Guards put up. Yeah.
Yeah. I've met a couple of presidents over the course of my life, but you know, just like in passing type thing. And as a police officer, George Bush was coming to the Port of Baltimore to talk about some big contract they had just negotiated or something. And they wanted our department down there to security and, you know, all that stuff as well. But they were just escorting people through. And this is maybe 2 weeks after Baylor University women's basketball team and won the national title. And as he's walking by, you know, his daughter went to the University of Texas, right?
Yeah, right.
And I explained just dropping a keyword with JLD that nobody – it makes sense to nobody unless someone was familiar with it. As he's walking by, I just – well, you know, everybody's Mr. President, all this, and he's walking by. I said, hook 'em horns, which is the T slogan. He stopped right in his tracks and turned around. He says, from Texas?
You know? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I lived down there for 10 years. And we started talking.
You know? Yep.
Like, hook 'em horns. What the heck was that? What?
Reporters are like, what is it? Code word. You know, it's from Skull and Crossbones.
But yeah, you say something that means something to them.
Right.
Nobody else says. Right. And it catches their attention. Yeah. Right. I love it. I love it.
And if we look deeper into the no expectations, if you take that into your personal life is glorious. You know, if I have an expectation of my wife, either I verbalize it or I don't have an expectation. If I have an expectation of my children, they will hear it, or I don't have an expectation.
Right.
No, it's not fair to anyone in your life, number one, and it's specifically not fair to you because you will be disappointed because someone cannot meet expectations that are not verbalized. So when you learn to simply just cut out the expectation part of it, unless you verbalize it, suddenly like a 25% of your day just frees up because you're not worried about what mom's thinking or stepmom or wife or what. You're not worried about that.
Amen.
You have no expectations of what you want or what's supposed to be or how it should be because you verbalize it. It's literally, it frees you up. It makes you feel like a free man, a free woman. It's incredible.
Amen. Now, you have a nickname that I found called the Hitman, and it's coming from this training technique called HIT, H-I-T. Can you explain all of that for us?
Oh, yeah. HIT's my core values, honesty, integrity, and transparency. Honesty with myself and why I do what I do, and every decision that I make, I clear it through my conscience. Transparency is how I step into the world with that honesty. So how do I communicate my mission, my vision, my value proposition, whatever it is that I have, my ideas? And the byproduct of that is integrity. And that integrity allows me to be, it makes me authentic and allows me to dictate my own market value, if you will, because no one else is like me, because I'm true to who I am, my identity, my purpose and certainty as well. So it's all, that's one of the, you know, we've already spoken about relational capital and now HIT, and we have three other ones, you know, the other one's creating space, and creating space is we've touched on that as well, but this is the most powerful way to meet somebody, to have a meeting, to go to on stage, to have a discussion like this is, like I said, one intention only, that's to add value. And you're there wholly and fully for the person with 100% attention to them.
Mm.
Right? You're not there to pitch, even if you're selling something. You're not there to sell. You're not there to, no preconceived notions, no cookie cutter solutions. You're literally there. You show up wholly and fully. I'm here. One intention, add value, solve problems. What happens is there's a neutral space around you. You don't feel like I'm pressuring you or trying to get something out of you. So you relax. And that relaxation allows everyone to step into their own greatness, and you create that mastermind. When two minds come together and start creating solutions and answers to problems you've never would have come up on your own. And if you consciously dump expectations, preconceived notions, cookie cutter solutions, ideas, thoughts, answers you want to give that make you sound, get rid of all of that and walk into a meeting on stage with one intention, that's to add as much value as possible, specifically to elevate the people around you. And I'll tell you what, you win every time, even if it's not you solving, it's not solving your problem, but solving their problem. Maybe you don't make any revenue, but you solve their problem. And guess what? You're going to get a referral somewhere else. You know, it's a law of reciprocity. You may not get payback from the person you help, but you will get payback from the universe, from God, you know, who pays it back to you. You do good, you get good.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. Give what you have, you receive what you don't have. That's how it works for me.
Amen. Yeah. I love that concept. You know, and I've been implementing that in our business model for about the last year, and things have grown, coming, I can't say out of the blue, you know, from places I didn't expect, but like you said, referrals, you know, cause I just do this, this'll help you. And this is what you got to do. How much do I owe you? Don't worry about it. Just implement, you know? Yeah. And then next thing I know, hey, you help so-and-so and I got a question for you. And next thing they're hiring me to do what, you know, what needs to be done as far as their online media and stuff like that. So I fully grasp what you're saying. That's awesome. And you teach that men don't have to really conform to the expectations of today's society. I mean, we don't have to you know, watch what we say. What we, you know, you, how can I say this? Coming from a place of integrity and substance, is that what you mean by everything we just shared?
That's the only way you can do that. If you don't want to worry about what you say, don't want to worry about being in the, you know, shot down by the PC police, you come from a place of integrity. Simple as that. And integrity for me means doing what you say you're going to do. Don't do what you say you're not going to do. And, you know, when you mess up or when you do something wrong, that you stand up to it. Right? Simple as that. For me, that's integrity.
Exactly.
So when you come from a place of hit, we like to say, honest, integrity, transparency, they can act, say, do whatever they want, but you're clean. Basically, you can stand naked, you know, metaphorically speaking, and they won't find anything on you because you're coming from that place of integrity. And that's so important because people want to go out there and say what they want. I'm a man. Well, you're not coming from a place of integrity, so of course you're going to get shot down.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to do it on the outside. What we're talking about, people try everything. They go to courses, they grow, you know, they grow like the man beard and they get tattoos and, you know, they do the full sleeves and they're trying to show to the outside world that they're a man. But inside, who are they? They don't even know a lot of times. Mm-hmm. So the book is meant to help guys and men for this time. We're going to do a humble woman as well. Mm-hmm. We already started working on that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're men, so we couldn't do that, you know, ourselves. So we had to bring a woman in on it. And what that does is it really gives you that presence. And I mean presence where you walk into a room, people's backs are turned to you. They turn around to see who came in and you didn't say a word. Mm-hmm. When you own your presence, that amplification of your presence through your purpose, sorry, of your identity through your purpose creates a presence that you've probably experienced when you met one of the presidents, right? You know, I remember when Bill Clinton walked in the room, I was like, who's that? Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feel it.
Yeah.
That's, we teach that.
The atmosphere changes in the room.
Yes. Well, energy is real. So, you know, I mean, we all live in a vibrational surrounding. So, you know, you can affect other people's moods by your mood without saying a word. So if you're present, 100% sure of who you are, knowing your capabilities and your abilities in life, you walk in a room, you own it immediately without even saying a word. You're present without saying a word. You're bold, but humble. Mm. And we have a whole manifesto of what a humble alpha is. And it's, you know, you walk with your chest out. But not arrogant, right? Yeah. These kind of things.
Head up, not bowed down.
You are a man fulfilling the role as you see fit as a man that comes from your personal identity. And no one can say anything about it because you come from a place of integrity. They can try and they will, but it has nothing on you. Why? Because I have no expectation of what they want to say anyway. So whatever they say, it's their business. It's not my business.
Amen.
So you're cleared and clean of all of that outward influence and all of these things that people do and say. And I can tell you this from personal experience, since I've been online for 2 years, I have maybe two people that are enemies who won't reciprocate or won't, they have a thought and they don't allow us to discuss it. So I can't create space with them till they'll never find out, you know, what the truth is. But anyone who in the last 2 years that I've been online, I'm neutral across the space and I'm always that hitman. Okay. You know, it's like, and people meet me in person when we do events and they're like, you're like exactly like you are online. Well, yeah, it's because I know who I am. I don't need to be anybody else.
Amen.
Just like you said in the beginning, right? You live those two lives.
Yeah.
I did it for years. So it's easy not to do anymore because I knew how it was and how horrible and painful and frustrating. It was amazing. It was incredibly a horrible time in my life.
I mean, you talk about iconic leaders that, you know, have their true identity and who they are, not their title or what they do, like we just talked about. Can you give an example or two?
Sure. Well, for instance, you know, let's talk about that first, is that, you know, you've heard someone say, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
I'm the CEO.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's not who they are. That's what they are. Right? They're not the CEO. That's their title or their position. So a lot of people get attached to that. They don't even realize that that's not really who they are. They think that's how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Well, if you go home, you're not the CEO anymore and your wife lets you know it. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Okay, we're going to pause right here for a minute. And we'll be right back after this message. Hey folks, Pastor Bob here. Now, in this new book, Unleash Your Humble Alpha, Stephen Kuhn and Lane Ballone work as allies with business leaders, with entrepreneurs, with pioneers, and with you to rocket you to your next level by crushing societal expectations. This will definitely birth in you a new energy that will pour over into all areas of your life, into your relationships, your businesses, your teams, and will propel you to create what is often called a legendary quality of life. In addition, Stephen and Lane, they aim to feed 5,000 children, 5,000, who are living with food insecurity right now. And they are doing this with this special book launch. When You give a donation of support on the crowdfunding page for Unleash Your Humble Alpha, which, by the way, is the world's first strategic philanthropy book launch. They will donate 100% of net proceeds to an initiative called Generosity Feeds. Generosity Feeds has provided over 3.6 million meals to date to children in the United States. Generosity Feeds is an initiative of the Replenish Foundation, which is a registered 501c3 foundation. Just go to the links down below in the show notes and click on the link for the book. Please sign up today. It will help you with a unique understanding of how to unleash that humble alpha that's already within you, and you will make an impact in children's lives as well. Go to the link in the show notes down below right now, and I want to thank you personally for your support of this great initiative.
So how do you have that same relationship with your staff and your crew as you do at home with your wife? And I mean the same relationship as in respect both ways, right? That kind of mutuality. Epic leader, I think the best example is Richard Branson. Mm. He's with his team. He pushes his team. He promotes his team. He eats with them. He trains with them. He walks with them. And he has a very, very loving relationship with his wife. And yeah. It's for us, you know, we looked a long time to find the true humble alpha. And for us, it's Richard Branson. I think, you know, everyone has their faults. And then, like I said, integrity is facing those faults as well. Integrity is apologizing when you're wrong. You know, we all have weaknesses. We all, you know, God made us that way so we could learn, you know? So it's not someone saying, well, you're not perfect. Well, we never said we were, you know, it's not about being perfect. It's about the ability to know you're not perfect and apologize when you aren't.
Yeah.
Fix it. What can I do to fix it? I've done this. I fully apologize. What can I do to fix it right now? Amen. If you do that in every situation where people are mad at you or you did something wrong, you would be surprised how they said, you know, it's okay. That was enough. What mm-hmm. you just said right there, that was enough.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to have if you screw up, just admit it so we can fix it.
Yeah.
You know, don't try and lie about it and hide it, because that only exasperates the problem. And then it could cost you your job. You
know? Well, what it does is it stacks up inside of you. It's all negative energy. It's negative thoughts, feelings. It's remorse. It's pain. All these things that you're putting into your back of your mind, I call it the toolbox. You know, mm-hmm. you want a clean toolbox with working tools. You know, you don't want all that shame and guilt and all those things in there that you've done in the past to try to then overcompensate so you could, you know, feel like you're trying to overcompensate for yourself, but you're trying to show it to other people. It doesn't match. It's all from within. It's all here first. It's all here. Call it your nuclear reactor, right? It's a very small piece of who we are, but it's the most important piece of who we are. You know, a nuclear reactor, the rod, you know, it's like this. Yep. Power cities.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And what you call your last goal setting course, share that most men today are goal chasers, not goal achievers, and that they miss three very important steps in achieving their goals. What does that mean? And what are those three steps?
Okay. Now you're testing me. Okay. So what it means is this: I can either go for a goal, reach it, and then go for another goal, or I can create a set of cascading goals that lead to, you know, I have targets and goals. So targets fall, goals don't. So we set up, we in the course, we have 100 goals for the next 20 to 30 years. And we set up the targets that lead to the big goals. And what you want to do is you want to literally internalize those goals so you see them and you feel them. So if your goal in 30 years is to, you know, own 3 houses or own a golf course or whatever, what's it look like? What kind of grass is growing there? Just like really, really detailed. For me, creating the first step to reaching goals is creating new habits and breaking old habits.
Okay.
So creating new habits, we call, that's the first part. Second part is habit stacking. So habit stacking is real simple. If you already have a habit and you want to change it or add a habit, for instance, if I want to start meditating, which I do, but if I wanted to start meditating, the first thing I do every morning is grab a coffee. Mm-hmm. So beside my coffee machine, I will put my earphones. I go, oh yeah, I got to meditate. And I go meditate. And then when I go in my office where I meditate, I have my journal. Oh yeah, I got a journal. Mm-hmm. So you start creating these habit stacks. If you want a journal before you go to bed, put your journal on your pillow when you leave the bed in the morning. Mm. And so these are all things you can do to create that path to greatness that you're creating for yourself. Right. You know, and the review of number three is a review of those goals constantly. So you journal on them every day. You look at them. You may have a slideshow or a vision board or whatever it is that you're creating in order to remind yourself, this is what I'm working toward. You know, it sounds medial, but we did the last goal setting course. and we had 60 enrollees, and then we locked it down and we let it go for a year. So the course is 8 weeks. We didn't sell one other course. We didn't admit anyone else until we had 1 year of results. Mm. And anyone who did the work, and I'm talking, they went from a solopreneur to a business owners. They went from a single person to a married person within a thriving business. They metamorphosis like you would never see from an 8 week course.
Yeah.
So it's the last goal setting course you'll ever need. That's why we call it that. Cause we teach a little bit about spirituality, about belief. You know, I always like to say, you know, you have belief is the first stage, then you have faith, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have certainty. So belief is like, I believe, it's an active thing. Like, yeah, I believe I can do this. Faith is like when we pray to God, right? We have faith that's going to happen. But do you really have faith when you ask for the same thing a second time, a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time, a sixth time? You're basically saying, hey, what's up? You know, like, yeah. I'm praying again. Why isn't it happening? Yeah. Right. Either you have 100% certainty that when you pray and you let it go, he knows what to do with it. You don't have to remind him, right? Amen. So that's where the certainty comes in. Once you know, okay, it's taken care of, then it happens. But as long as you only have faith and not certainty on top of that faith, you might have difficulty getting to your goal because you're always questioning what's going on. What's going on? Is it there? Why is it not here? Come on. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Amen. Tell us about your book, Unleash Your Humble Alpha. How did you come to the place where this book became the project that it's turned into?
Okay. Now we're getting into the weeds here. So I make a trip to Peru every year in May or August, and I work with sacred plant medicine with the Quechua tribe, which is the last descendants of the Incas. And we do it at the top of the mountain in Cusco, right at the Temple of the Moon and all of the ruins of the, if you've seen Ancient Aliens on History Channel, that's where it was filmed.
Okay.
So I have a friend who has a camp there, a compound, and I go every year and I work with the local, indigenous tribe, I guess you could call it.
Okay.
And we go through identity, purpose, and certainty. That's how we do it every year. So 1 year, a guy in the tribe, in the Vetpreneur tribe, said, hey, I'd love to go to Peru with you. That was Lane. We met in Peru. And Lane and I were there, and I had a group called The Humble Man, and he had a group called Authentic Alpha. So we were sitting there in Peru, and we were finishing with the session, and we just looked at each other and said, Humble Alpha. And that's how it was born.
Wow.
So my humble man, his authentic alpha, brought together the humble alpha. And we just started working on the concept. I don't think purposely, but through conversation. We speak every day, 3, 4, 5, 6 times every day since then. It's cool. Been 2 years.
Wow.
And awesome. We were really brilliant. He's an amazing guy. Amazing, amazing, humble, low-key, very, very thoughtful, purposeful, and very spiritual. Amen. So and we ended up doing that. And then when we got to the point of writing the book, we're like, we don't want to just write something. We don't want to just write some instructional book. Let's go back through our lives and look what happened. And that's when we started combing, right? Started combing through our lives. And that took a long time. It was sometimes painful, and sometimes joyful because we're like, wow, I really made it through. I made it through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, wow, all that stuff, because I had suicide attempts and I was in jail and lived in a monastery with the Christian monks. Yeah. just all kinds of crazy stuff. But one thing I have to say is that certainty that I had didn't come from things that I did. It came from within, knowing that there's a great person inside of me. I just need to know how to let it out. And that's the first thing that we always talk about is getting rid of that ego. Because ego won't allow you to be who you are, because you're supposed to fit into this cookie cutter somehow, right? Mm-hmm. Especially now.
Yeah.
And so it was a sometimes painful, teary, joyful process, and I couldn't have done it with a better guy than Lane. I mean, he really facilitates, and I facilitate him. It's an amazing thing. I can highly recommend getting a battle buddy like that.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And with even though you're in armor and the cav and he's a special forces, you still have that brotherhood connection as well. So that helps.
Hey folks, Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time again today with my interview with Stephen Kuhn. This was part 2 of our 3-part interview, so don't forget to come back tomorrow. Amen. Now, today we covered a lot of ground as far as what it means to be truly a man's man, not for ego purposes, but for your family, for your business, and for your friends. You don't have to try and be a man. As Stephen said, that's all external. It must take place internally. It must take place within your soul. That's what the purpose of Stephen's training in this area is all about. As the last part of today's interview stated, this is the last goal-setting course you will ever need. Amen. And you start off by going down below into the show notes and signing up and supporting and buying the book Unleash Your Humble Alpha right now. Do it now if you haven't done it already, because I know I've already ordered mine. Amen. Now, not only will you be investing in the improvement of your life, you'll be making an investment in the future of this nation. Stephen Kuhn and his co-author, Lay Malone, they have committed to donating 100% of the net proceeds of this book to a charity organization called Generosity Feeds. Each book you order will provide 3 meals to children. So if you can order half a dozen books as gifts for your team at work and for others that you may think of, you could make a huge difference. Just go down into the show notes right now and take care of this. Do it now while you're thinking about it. And be sure to return tomorrow as I conclude our interview with Stephen Kuhn. Until then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.